Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This WWL Radio exclusive interview with LSU coach Ed Ogeron is brought to you by Rouse's Markets, the official supermarket of LSU Athletics. Amos Morales sat down with Coach O.
Obviously, coming back after a big win, what was the ride back after getting that win and playing in that loud environment?
I'm glad we won. Obviously, I think our team was a little disappointed that we didn't play our best. But you know what? They were hungry. They were hungry to put that game away, figured out what we did right, what we did wrong with today's Tell the Truth Monday, and then press on Auburn.
And, you know, we talked about this before, but obviously team's ability to just make in-game adjustments and, you know, take what the coaches are telling them and, you know, seeing what's going on out there. Just does it surprise you ever, you're just come to expect that from this team now because you've seen it happen so much?
Yeah, leadership, especially on offense with the offensive line play that we have and with Joe being a coach on the field. And on defense, we got Grant Delpit back there. Now we got Rashard Lawrence back, Jacoby Stevens. We got a lot of experience on defense, a lot of great assistant coaches doing a great job.
And you talk about the experience you guys have on defense, a lot of talent back there. And you're getting to play a lot of different guys. I know, obviously, you've talked about how offensively the way the offense is performing has gotten those recruits. But the fact that you're able to get so many guys in, is that helping you on the defensive side of the ball with recruiting?
No question, man. And, you know, a lot of guys, want to play. You know, freshmen, you know, they're five-star players. They're great players. They don't want to sit on the bench. And our guys don't. We play our guys. And you see a lot of our freshmen making impact plays in big games.
Got to help too that Joe and the offense are scoring so quickly. So you got to keep these guys out there.
Got to keep them fresh, and we have a plan. It helped that we have these defensive linemen healthy. We can rotate those guys. Those big guys are the one that get tired the most.
Well, and you talk about the big guys. Obviously, this week you said it yourself. One of the better offensive lines, one of the better defensive lines you're going to play. Just what are you emphasizing to your guys? You know, to kind of help them win those matchups.
It's a big man's game. These games are won in the trenches. We got to win on the offensive line, the defensive line. We're going to have great practice this week. It's about low pad level, great technique, and grit.
And, you talked about, those guys. That front has been playing really well, particularly these last couple weeks. Have you noticed kind of that change or, maybe just the way that they've been playing?
Yeah, very pleased with the way they've been playing, very pleased with their coaches and the jobs that they've been doing. And I think we're just getting started. Our guys are fresh. We're getting better. This team's getting better every week.
And you kind of touched on this, but that Auburn quarterback, Bo Nix, made a lot of big plays this year. Another guy that, just seems like a winner. What does the defense have to do to kind of contain him and, kind of keep him from making some of those highlights?
Yeah, they run the ball so much and they have play action. They want to go deep over your head. We've got to prevent the deep ball. We've got to keep the ball in front of us and tackle well in space.
You talk about preventing the deep ball. Obviously, you've had to play a lot of the freshman cornerbacks, but, it seems like when you've put them in there, aside from Stingley, we've seen good plays from Flott. We've seen good plays from Ward. Did it surprise you that those guys were ready so quickly?
Yeah, you know what? Derek didn't surprise me, but Cordell and Jay for sure. I mean, those guys have come in. They were very well coached in high school. They're very well coached by Corey Raymond. They're great athletes. They're going to be great players for us, and I'm glad that they're getting playing time now.
And then, obviously, Jacoby Stevens is a guy was asked about in the main press conference, but just the plays he's making, he seems to just be all over the field.
Pound for pound, he's our strongest player, and Jacoby's a fine gentleman off the field, but you get on and get him in that face mask, man, he is a fierce competitor. I'm glad to see he's doing so well. He can cover, he can tackle, can rush the passer. He does a good job of catching the football, a tremendous all-around player.
You think the fact that he has played so many positions for you guys, he's just, I know football now.
Yeah, he's played offense. He's a great offensive player in high school. On defense, the game is easy. He sees everything. He knows formations. He's a great reactor. I think the thing that makes Jacoby the best is he is physical and he's mean.
And then, obviously, a 2:30 game in front of this raucous Tiger Stadium crowd. Good to be coming back home to a big matchup.
Yeah, we need it. Our home crowd is always the winning edge. It was the winning edge against Florida. It was the winning edge against Georgia. We need it to be the winning edge against Auburn.
All right. Thank you very much, Coach. Appreciate the time as always.
Go Tigers.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.